Hello, I'm Gary Roby. God has been our dwelling place throughout all generations, a shelter in the time of storm. Let us think on these things during our call to worship. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you that we have come in out of the storms of life to the safety of your holy dwelling place. You have hidden our lives, as it were, in the cleft of the rock. God, help us to rest in the fact that you are our hiding place. By your grace, we can and should rest in you and in the power of your might. In your dwelling place are peace and safety. God in heaven, help us to focus on you during these next few moments, answering our call to worship. You are listening to Call to Worship. I hope you're enjoying our focus on God, the Creator, and our Savior as our dwelling place. I invite you to visit our website. On the Call to Worship website, you can listen to our programs whenever it's convenient to you. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Please make a note of our new mailing address. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I'll repeat that for you again at the end of today's program.
My hope and my inspiration, Lord.
This is your call to worship.
Jesus, Jesus, oh.
We're looking at the dwelling place, the dwelling place. Well, heaven is His dwelling place, and He is our dwelling place. God's dwelling place is described as heaven. Deuteronomy 26, "Now look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven and bless your people Israel and the land you swore to our ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey." From 2 Chronicles 29, "Our ancestors were unfaithful and did what was evil in the sight of the Lord our God. They abandoned the Lord and His dwelling place. They turned their backs on Him." Psalm 84, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies." Isaiah 18, "For the Lord has told me this, I will watch quietly from my dwelling place, as quietly as the heat rises on a summer day, or as the morning dew forms during the harvest." These words from 2 Chronicles 6, "Hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive." Our dwelling place is in Him. So says the psalmist David in chapter 90, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations." Proverbs 1, "Whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil." Psalm 91, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. His truth shall be your shield and buckler." From Colossians chapter 3, "Your life is hidden with Christ in God." And Zechariah chapter 2, "He who touches you touches the apple of His eye." From Exodus 14, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Psalm 46, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear." Apostle Paul from 2 Timothy's letter, "I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him until that day." Dwelling in Him, in Christ, is to benefit from His character, the character of God. So says the Apostle Paul from the book to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24, "But to those called by God to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God." 2 Corinthians chapter 13, "Christ is not weak when He deals with you. He is powerful among you." Colossians 1, "Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through Him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on the earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through Him and for Him. He existed before anything else, and He holds all creation together." Hebrews 13, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Our dwelling place in God is absolute peace, absolute confidence in the power of His might and His protection. Regardless of what's going on in your life today, friend, rest in Him. As a Christian, you are dwelling in Him. And if you are not in Him and you want the peace that Jesus gives, then ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved from the penalty of sin. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes on Him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. There's no judgment against anyone who believes in Him, but anyone who does not believe in Him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. Friend, believe and receive. You are not promised a tomorrow. Today is the day. Call on Him today and be saved.
Of Christ dwell in you, richly live and be among you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Peace which passes understanding, guarding hearts and minds and keeping those in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast in Him. He Himself became our peace and brought us near to God. Peace He gives like none you've ever known. Let the peace of Christ dwell in live and be among you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
Let the peace of Christ dwell in you. Richly live and be among you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Peace which passes understanding, guarding hearts and minds and keeping those in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast in Him. He Himself became our peace and brought us near to God. Peace He gives like none you've ever known. Let the peace of Christ dwell in you, richly live and be among you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
My Savior, I'm abiding. He's the rock in which I'm hiding. In a place secure and peaceful, I now stand. When the storms of life are sweeping, I am safe within the keeping of the mighty One. Holds me in His hand. Oh, He is my hiding place. He is my hiding place. He will protect and preserve me from trouble. He
found me. Praise the Lord, I'm not afraid when they attack. No, 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 they may do what Satan pleases, but the greater one, the greater one is Jesus. Though hell should come, his power can drive them back. And even though those encamp before me, and though wars should come against me, though a great and mighty enemy, the enemy I may, calm and trusting, for in Jesus I have found, I found my hiding place.
He is my hiding place. He is my hiding place. He will protect me and preserve me from trouble.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, with our focus being on God as our dwelling place. I'm happy that you joined us today. Our goal is that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your faithful support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. I would love to hear from you. Please make a note of our new post office box and address your letter to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, our new address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can listen to programs there as well and find the playlist of songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Change the master plan. It's God's. Oh, God. It is well.